are you doing when you stick them under the water there?
Well,
so you say he rent he what?
He's rinsing the soap off of them.
Okay. Now the thing you used for washing the dishes, the piece of cloth you used to wash the dishes. What do you call that?
That's a dishcloth.
Uh-huh.
One of them's a washcloth, and the other's a drying cloth.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say dish rag?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you
quite often say the dish rag?
How about how about the cloth you dry them with?
That's a drying cloth.
Drying cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it a dish towel?
Yes, we call it that sometimes. Different people call it the different names.
Uh-huh. But you call it both a drying rag and the other. What was the other? Would you say the other for me?
Was which the
drying?
Drying cloth or drying cloth or drying rag. Mm-hmm. These two.
Now, how about the towel you dry yourself with after you take a bath?
Well, that there's a bath towel.
Mm-hmm. Now, this thing that comes out and the water comes out of on the sink, what do you call
that? That's a faucet.
Uh-huh. Called anything else?
Well, I never did.
Mm-hmm. How about on a barrel, what would you call it? If the cider comes out of it.
Well, that would be termed a faucet, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now this thing that you use in the kitchen, and it's kind of shaped, the sides come down, and they have a thin pipe-like, and you can use it to pour things into a small opening.
That's a funnel.
Uh-huh. And the long piece of leather that, or maybe it's not too long, you use for driving animals, or it might be of wood, it might be a stick. What would you call that?
We always called it a whip, or they used to call it a black snake whip.
Uh-huh. Ever call it a goad?
No, a goad I think is a different thing. A goad is a long stick with a sharp point in it that you use to prod your... They used to use them when they drove oxen.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
I have seen them used. And I've never seen a great many options, but then I've seen them used.
Well, now these paper things that they put your groceries in at the store and so on, what word do you use for them?
Well, we just generally call them paper sacks.
Mm-hmm. Called a bag ever?
Well, some of them called a bag. No, most generally. Yeah, when you come to the bags, they're what you call grain bags that we use about the grain at the barn.
Mm-hmm. Now these are paper.
And these that you get at the grocery store are paper.
Uh-huh. You ever call the paper ones bags?
Huh?
You call the paper ones bags ever?
Well, I never did.
Uh-huh. You call them sacks.
Somebody might call them bags.
Mm-hmm. But the cloth ones you use
that as
bags. Mm-hmm.
Grain bags.
Now how about if it's made out of burlap, what do you call it?
Well, it's a burlap sack, or sack or bag.
Uh-huh.
I have both of them.
Ever called gunny?